Paul?
All right, let's stand together, please. 137.
Be thou exalted forever and ever, God of eternity, the Ancient of Days, wondrous in wisdom, majestic in glory, perfect in holiness, and worthy of praise. Be thou exalted by seraphs and angels, be thou exalted with harp and with song. Saints in their anthems of rapture adore thee. Thine be the glory forever. Amen. Be thou exalted, O Son of the Highest, Savior of sinful men, Redeemer and King, one with the Father, co-equal in glory. Humbly we come to thee, our homage to bring. Be thou exalted by seraphs and angels, be thou exalted by harp and with song. Saints in their anthems of rapture adore thee. Thine be the glory forever. Amen. Be thou exalted, O Spirit of power, dwelling within our hearts to keep us from sin. God of the ages and Lord of salvation, ruler of heaven and earth, thy praises we sing. Exalted by seraphs and angels, be thou exalted with harp and with song. Saints in their anthem of rapture adore thee. Thine be the glory forever. Amen.
Brother Livingston, would you open us a prayer, please? Amen. You may be seated.
We have our first special coming up here with Haley and Owen Pinnell with David Schultz. They'll come on in place there, and then right after that, we'll be taking some favorites. Matter of fact, while they're getting ready, let me do that. Let's have a couple favorites. Got one? 93. And Pam, did I see your hand?
Yes, 103.
Over here to the left, your right side. Yes, Ruth? 54, and one more over here. .438. All right. 93. All right. Yeah, I need another one other than 93. Josh, we're doing that later. So, what's got another one on this side? Favorite? Yes. 66 in the wilds. Thank you, Paul. All right. Y'all come right on up there.
Rise and follow me, I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. Rise and follow me, I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. Peter, John, and James could never be the same after they heard him say, I'll make you fishers of men. suspicious of men. Rise and follow me, I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. Rise and follow me, I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. Cast your nets aside and join the battle tide. He will be your guide to make you fishers of men. Rise and follow me, I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. Rise and follow me, I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. Jesus for the cross, together in the lost. Oh, what a mighty cause to set us free from sin. Rise and follow me, I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. Rise and follow me, I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me, I'll make you fishers of men.
It's in your Wild Songbook to be the first.
And in case you didn't get the ground rules, if we don't know it, you get to come and lead it, okay? I'm just telling you. Regular hymnal, number 54.
Fail not, as thou hast been.
beautiful day, day I will never forget. After I'd wandered in darkness away, Jesus, my Savior, I met. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend, He met the need of my heart. Shadows dispelling, with joy I am telling, He made all the darkness depart. Heaven came down in glory, filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole, my sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down in glory, filled my soul.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Be thou my wisdom, and thou my true
at it, and I forgot the lyrics. I was supposed to open with the harp, so I'll start singing.
Come ye sinners, lost and lonely, Jesus' blood can make you free, for He saved. Like me, and I know
Verse 1, my God's a great God. My God's a great God and worthy to be praised. My God's a great God, oh praise His holy name. He made the world so great, He keeps me by His grace, and soon I'll see His face. How wonderful art thou? Almighty God, how wonderful art thou, to love the world while heavens before thee bow. I fail to comprehend it all somehow. Almighty God, how wonderful art thou. And next, God can do how many things? God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything but fail. He can save, He can keep, He can cleanse, and He will. God can do anything but fail. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything but fail. Because He lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He is good. The Lord is good. Tell it wherever you go. The Lord is good. Tell it that others may know. Tell of His blessings and tell of His love. Tell how He's coming from heaven above. The Lord is good. Tell it wherever you go. Amen. You may be seated. Our next special.
The song they're going to sing is called Mustard Seed Faith. It's a favorite of at least my kids, and I think Julie and Amber have liked it as well.
Jesus told His followers a long, long time ago, if they faith like a mustard seed, they gave the mountains the old He-ho. What God can do with faith like a mustard seed, and you will grow. Whoa, 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 whoa. If you've got something really big that is concerning you, cast your cares upon the Lord, because He cares for you. Take that mustard seed, test faith, and see what God can do with faith like a mustard seed. Mustard seed's a tiny thing, but if you plant it in the dirt, it will grow and grow, and before you know it will grow up from the earth. Use your mustard seed by faith and see what God can do with faith like a mustard seed. When you face the mountain standing in your way, that mustard seed by faith when you begin to pray. Say, mountain, you must go. Say, mountain, you can't stay. See what mustard seeds by faith can do when the Spirit works inside of you. And you'll grow. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and kind shall be no more, and the morning brings eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other side, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there.
445, 445.
Sorrows like sea billows roll,
dark of the midnight have I often hid my face, while the storms howl above me and there's no hiding place. Mid the crash of the thunder, precious Lord, hear my cry. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Many times Satan whispered, there is no need to try, for there's no wind of sorrow, there's no hope by and by. But I know thou art with me, and tomorrow arise, where the storms never darken the skies. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. When the long night has ended, and the storms come no more, let me stand in thy presence on that bright, peaceful shore, in that land where the tempest never comes. Lord, may I dwell with thee till the storm passes by. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by.
Oh Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Oh Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Oh Lord, we praise your name. Oh Lord, we magnify your name. Prince of Peace, mighty God, oh Lord, God Almighty.
No other name.
No other name but the name of Jesus. No other name but the name of the Lord. No other name but the name.
Stop right there on those courses. So you may be
for my salvation and for my family. And some of you may not know, but I've got a younger daughter named Stephanie, and she let us know that she's going to have a baby in February, which will be her first. So Carolyn's going to be a grandmother again. And you know, we look at it as being, you know, something else. And Carolyn wants a little boy so she can shop for boys. I think it's going to be another girl, so we'll see. But you know, the Lord has a way to bless. My daughter has tried and tried, and she's always, what's the problem? What's the problem? The Lord has its time, you know? We just got to wait. None of us like to wait. We want things instantly, and it makes it very difficult. I have two sons that are grown and have a family, and my oldest granddaughter is going to have another great-grandchild. I mean, you know, we got all these grandkids coming, and, you know, the Lord has blessed us with healthy kids, and we have to be thankful for what He's done for us daily in our own personal health as well as our children.
Amen. Amen.
My granddaughter went to church camp this summer, and she accepted Christ as her Savior.
Amen.
And we went this morning to see her get baptized.
Amen.
My granddaughter, Madison. She's 9.
Praise the Lord.
She was really excited about it. We are too.
I just want to say that I've always been interested in missions, and the Lord has answered some prayers recently. And a few weeks ago, I was able to go to Colonial Heights to work with the Shoebox Ministry, and that day we packed over 1,000 boxes.
Amen.
And if any of the ladies here do any sewing, we need what they call little comfort things. They're just a little piece of fabric like flannel or fleece for the 3- and 4-year-olds. They love those to just rub their face on. And that's real easy to fix. And then they need more of the bags, Ann and Miss Pond fixed for me.
Yeah.
I took some of those, and they were real glad to get those.
Amen.
So I've really enjoyed working with that, and I go every Wednesday and help them with the different projects like that. There's a group of ladies at Clover Hill that work on some of those things for the missionaries, and the shoeboxes, I know that you could help Ms. Jones.
Yeah, Beth.
I can't think of Beth.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she'd appreciate that.
By the way, Rex has got a kidney stone, and I know they would appreciate your prayers for him, too.
The Lord's taught me a lot this summer. Pastor and I took Lisa down for the camp, which she'd been praying about, that the Lord would open the door, and he opened the door for this camp. And when we got there, there were no other counselors there yet, and we went into the cabin. Well, it was a cement floor and boards that didn't even really come together, and the ceiling was open. There were ants crawling up the wall. There were bees flying around. And because it had been vacant for a while, there was droppings of bugs everywhere. And my first reaction was, oh, honey, you don't want to stay here. But the Lord made me bite my tongue. And so we said, well, we'll go into town and we'll get some bug spray, and we swept and did all kinds of things to get prepared. But when Pastor and I left on the way home, I told him, I said, my heart hurts so bad because I really didn't want her to stay. But I said, I can't say anything because this might be exactly where the Lord has for her. And I know that there have been times that I've gone to places that the Lord called me, and it wasn't a good place, but you find out that's where it is. Now, had my sons gone there, it probably wouldn't have affected me too bad. But with her, it was like, I can't leave my baby here. But anyhow, so we, in the car, we decided we're not going to tell y'all everything that was going on down there, but we would just pray about it and give her a week and see what she said. And if she wanted to come home, we'd go get her. But it was the following Tuesday night she called, and she said, I'm exactly where the Lord wants me. I just led a little girl to the Lord.
Amen.
And so, moms, sometimes you have to bite your tongue and let them go, because had I not let her stay, look at all the blessings that she received that she wouldn't have received.
Yeah. Okay. And I don't
pretty much said it, but first of all, I'd like to thank the Lord for my salvation and the opportunity to work at that camp this summer. It was such a blessing. And we had a speaker that taught on missing the moment. And I'm just so grateful that I listened to the Lord and that I went there, even though it didn't seem like it was where God wanted me. He showed me that's exactly where he wanted me, and I'm just so glad that I didn't miss that moment, and I'm just thankful for all the salvations and decisions that were made.
Amen.
I'll make it short, sweet, and to the point. I heard this somebody make the comment, and I don't know whether, I don't think it was here, but have you ever considered what you will say when you see Jesus? The only thing that comes to my mind for me to say to him is thank you. That's what God's will is for all of us, to be thankful. Amen. For everything, whatever it is.
Amen.
They heard God say, have you considered my servant Job? He's one who's faithful in all that he knows. Job lost his family, his land, and all his wealth. When he wouldn't curse God, Job lost his health. Job's cries could be heard from the ashes where he lay. Through the pain and sorrow, Job had to say, my hope is in the Lord. I will trust in
slipped and fell.
someone you may have longed for, added strength, your courage to
He's done for others.